cause it to have positive impact in your life.
Worship the Lord with our hands. Worship the Lord with our hands.
Amen.
Amen. Can we greet somebody by our side? Give somebody a Sunday morning greeting. Greet person now. Greet person now. Waiting up. Greet your sister now. Greet your brother now. If you don't answer, you shake and shake and shake your body. Tap on. Thank you. Thank you.
Hold somebody.
Oh, yes, we are heirs of the Father. And we are joint heirs with the Son.
We are children.
Oh, yes.
We are children.
That's who we are.
We are family.
We are family.
We all are one.
Amen. That's who we are. We are a family. Never you lose sight of this family. Never you lose sight of it. Unfortunately, Satan has invaded Christianity with carnal people. They have spoiled true Christian love. We don't have opportunity now to display true Christian love. Because somebody cannot just come to you now with Bible in their hand and you say, oh, this is my brother, this is my sister. You see? Praise God. It's unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate. I was just being told, for instance, those of them that we have them as widows in the church, they were telling me how some are. They have registered in different churches as widows. Any day they are here that they are going to share something in Bride Assembly, they will run there. If it is in Anglican church, they will run there. They now here say they happen for choosing, they will be there. So, when a genuine person come now, we begin to suspect. Well, whatever it is, God will help us. Whether the person by your side is genuine or is fake, just tell her and say, I love you, my brother, I love you, my sister. Just hug your sister again. Just hug. Tell her whether you be genuine or fake, I love you with the love of God. I love you with the love of God. I love you with the love of God. Whether you be fake Christian, no. Whether you be fake Christian, I love you with Christian love. Hallelujah. Do you love the Lord? Do you love Him? Amen. Are we not happy that we are Christians today? Are you not happy you have the Creator of the heavens and the earth as your Father? Hallelujah. Just open your mouth and appreciate Him for His love for you. Just say, Papa, I thank you for making me your child, for making me your son, making me your daughter. Let's face our Heavenly Father and appreciate Him for who He is. Appreciate Him for His goodness, for His mercies. Appreciate Him that He has caused you to be numbered among the living. That we are among the living today. Please, from your heart, appreciate Him. That's why we are here. We are here to worship our God.
Oh, we give you all the glory, Lord. We say that. We give you all the glory.
Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him that we are alive to see another day. appreciate Him for any good thing you know He's been doing for you. Let's worship the Lord now. Whenever I see
another break
of the day,
I'll say,
thank you, Lord.
Say whenever I see,
you have any reason to
another, I'll say,
thank you, Lord.
Say whenever I see. I see another. I'll say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Whenever I see another, I'll say, thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, my Lord. The steadfast love
of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, always new. Great is
thy
faithfulness.
Oh,
great is thy faithfulness. Oh, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies cease never, will come to our
end.
Oh, they are new. Always anew. Great is thy faithfulness.
Oh, yes, a faithful God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Great is, great is.
Great is thy
faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning. It's a faithful God. It's a faithful God.
Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not.
Oh, yes.
As thou hast been, thou forever will be.
Hallelujah.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Oh, yes.
Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies. Oh, all I've needed.
All I have needed.
Your hands
are broken.
Great is.
It's a faithful God. It's a faithful
Lord,
God.
Say hallelujah.
It's a faithful God.
Great is your faithfulness.
Acknowledge His faithfulness.
Morning by morning.
Acknowledge it. By morning.
Still mess. All I have needed.
All I have needed. Thy hands are
so great.
Acknowledge His faithfulness.
Lord, the
greatest. Oh, if he has been faithful to you, acknowledge him. Morning by morning, night and day, every moment of the day.
Your hands are great.
Great is thy faithfulness,
Lord.
Open your mouth one more time and appreciate God for his faithfulness. You have any reason to acknowledge God, that he is truly God and he has been God to you. He has been a father to you. He has been a savior to you. He has been faithful. He has shown you his mercies. Acknowledge him. Just acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him if he has been faithful. Acknowledge what he has been to you. Just let him know that you acknowledge him.
You've been so faithful.
Acknowledge him for who he has been to you. Let him know that you know that this is who he has been to you. For the past 1 week, every day, every moment, acknowledge how he has appeared before you, how he has related to you. Acknowledge him. That's what he wants to hear from your mouth this morning. That's what he wants to hear from your mouth. Let him know that you know who he has been to you. All through the week until now. All through the year until now. Tell him, I acknowledge you, acknowledge you, acknowledge you.
He's forever.
I am where I am today, it's by your grace. I will have been dead by now, but for your love. Oh, I have no work, I have no job, but you have been taking care of me. Oh, yes. I was sick during the week. I call upon you. You healed me. Oh, I acknowledge you as my healer. Acknowledge him for who you know, who he has been to you. Acknowledge his provision. His provision. He has not been the one providing for you all through the week. Acknowledge him for the blessings you have. The blessings you have received during the week. Acknowledge him for the state of your health now. The state of your health now. Acknowledge him for his grace in your life. For his grace in your life.
From the
acknowledge him. Let him know. I know. It's by your grace.
That
I am where I am now.
Your name, your
oh,
name.
Let him hear your voice. Every child of God here. Let God hear your voice.
Your name. Say you've been faithful, you've been faithful, you've been faithful, oh Lord.
You've been faithful, Lord.
From all ages, from Monday to the evening.
From the ages past.
God is why.
It's a faithful God, it's a faithful God.
Come to say thank you to you, Jesus, from all ages. And for sure we know your name is greater than every other name. That is why your name.
In Jesus' name we worship. In Jesus Christ's name we worship. Can we sing hymn number 154? That prayer, just as I am without one plea. Whether thy blood was shed for me, and it's because you bid me come to thee, that's why I have come this morning. And you say, if I come before you, you will give me rest. Oh, yes. Now we have come.
Amen.
4 in our hymn book. Believers' prayer. Everyone, let's pray that prayer together. Everybody now.
Just as I am without one plea, but that the Lord was you for me. Thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God at home. Just as I am and waiting, Lord, to one that flows to thee, whose blood of heaven is but a lamb of God, they are called.
In his bosom today in the name of Jesus. Hymn number 16 says, search me, O God, and know my heart today. I believe that's another prayer we should sincerely sing.
Free.
Jesus, be seen.
Everybody now. Everybody. Hey, hallelujah.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All His wonderful passion and beauty.
Study before we worship the Lord, dedicate our children, and go home hungry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Are we not going home hungry for food and more of God? We shall go home hungry for God and hungry for food. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 4, an admonishment that Apostle Paul gave Timothy is giving it to every one of us. And from verse 7, 8 and 9, verse 7, 8, and 9 of 1 Timothy chapter 4. We pick it as a text, then we sit down. If you don't mind, as our custom is here, it's a text we want to pick. So can we be on our feet just to go into the word of God? Let God talk to us. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. For the just shall live by faith. And faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. Not the word of your pastor. So let God talk to us through his word. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. Praise the Lord. But refuse profane and old wives' fables. Now see where I am going. And exercise. That word there is exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. See the advantage, the gain. Having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. God bless you. Be seated. As we look at, continue our topic that we titled the consecration fast. The consecration fast. Praise the Lord. And Apostle Paul is telling Timothy here to exercise yourself, exercise himself unto godliness. And when he says that, that means he should practice godliness. Godliness. Practice it. Practice it. The truth is, anything that will be beneficial to you as a human being is not easy to attain. Anything in life that will be beneficial to you, to any human being, is not easy to attain. But what will destroy you is very easy to attain. Praise God. You want to achieve anything, achievement. Achievement, before you can achieve anything, that is the word achieve. You work hard. Achievement is a crowning of your efforts. That is the meaning of achievement. The word achievement comes from the crowning of an effort. That is what is achievement. You cannot achieve excellence until you have worked hard to attain excellence. You cannot sleep and wake up and become excellent. Excellent in what? Praise God. Anybody that will attain any meaningful stage of life, there must be something you will work. You must work hard towards it. You must. And peace, the Bible says that we should pursue peace. It means even peace is not easy to get. You will not just get peace anyhow until you pursue it. And to pursue anything is not easy, because the thing will be running away from you. You will be pursuing to get it. You see? And so, to attain godliness, you have to exercise yourself unto it. There are things you must do. Don't just say, I have received the Holy Ghost. Therefore, let the Holy Ghost do the work in me now. And let the Holy Ghost do the work in me now. Holy Ghost, how come I come? I see the same woman, they charge my body. Do the work in me now. So they say, if I have Holy Ghost, I'll be called, all things are passed away. Why I come see woman now? I come the Holy Ghost. Work now. Nalayo. Amen. Take note that Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, we learn something from a statement he made before he went to the cross. He saw a revelation. He knew the purpose of his manifestation. He knew what he will go through the cross. He saw the difficulty, the torture he will go through as a human being. He cried, he was agonizing, so much agony until the sweat that came out of his body was blood. His veins, out of tension, stress, of fear, the veins were tensed until blood came out. That gives you a picture of what that man went through in the hands of his enemies. As a human being, he cried, Papa, if it's possible, let this cup pass over me. Then he added, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That means Jesus has his will and the Father has his will. Every one of us here, we have our will and the Father has his will. You know what? The Holy Ghost can only work with you if you are willing. If you are not willing, he can never work with you. He comes to help you achieve your heart desire. If you desire godliness, then yield yourself. If you yield yourself, and how do you yield yourself? By the things you do, by the efforts you put in. To avoid certain things you should avoid, that you know you should avoid. and do things you know you are supposed to do. And one of the things to attain godliness is to fight, start with yourself. The greatest enemy man has is himself. I've stressed it several times. William Branham kept saying it, that the only problem he has in life is William Branham. If he can take William Branham away, and then God can have his way. If you can just cause your will to be buried in his will, let my will be buried in your will. That is what you must participate. That's what we are helping ourselves to do when we declare a period of consecration as this. We've been talking about it since last Sunday, and we'll continue to talk about it until the fire comes down. Praise God. And when the fire comes down, we will talk again how to retain that fire. Amen. The revival that is on is unstoppable. If you won't go, don't hinder me. That is the state that we are in now. Praise the Lord. So let's learn something from what Apostle Paul is saying. Practice godliness. Exercise yourself. Exercise it. Exercise it before you know what the body will be used to it. If you decide on your own, for spiritual reasons, that for the whole of the next month, from first to the last day of the month, I will eat once in a day and a particular time. It is exercise. When you start the first day, the second day, the third day, it will not be easy. Even the first week, it may not be easy. But it is an exercise. Every exercise, when you start, it brings pains first to your muscles. But when you don't give up, you continue, then the muscle adjusts itself. Why you are having the pain in the muscle is that it, from a relaxing stage, it is now going to receive strength. And the process of that muscle receiving strength, it goes with some pain. But after you have endured it and allowed that the reason for that pain to have her course, praise the Lord, to have her course, then you will enjoy the benefits. You see, when my brother was taking a particular supplement or so, and then he was not having problem in his waist before. Then he started taking the drug. And on Friday, I saw him doing like this. I said, what happened? He said, I don't know. I just don't know. Since I said, since you started taking that supplement, Abby, he said, yes. I said, what did the person that gave you, what did he say? Why are you having that pain? Why will you be taking, you were not having that pain before. Why did you start taking the pain begin to come up? He said the person told him that it means you were having problem in the waist there, and that thing is working there now to cleanse it up. Even the process of cleaning it up, he said, continue. After some time, when it has finished doing the work it is doing there, he said it will stop. You see? So don't, because of pain, give up. Don't, because of pain, when you start an exercise, give up. Don't, because of hunger, cut your fast. If you are fasting and you are not hungry, you have not fasted. Do you understand? Eh? How will you say you will not eat and you don't expect your body to react? So, by the time you say, I am going to fast, now you adjust your mind to face the reaction that your body will begin to react. And don't make it look as if, Kai, I don't fit. Oh. Kai, you fit. You fit. Oh. Unless you can show me somebody who died because of hunger. For not eating for one day, then the person died. Show me the person, then I will tell you stop the fast. But nobody dies. It's just your body does not want you to migrate to the next level. We must move. We must move forward. I'm praising on the upward way. New heights I'm getting.
kneel every day, still praying as I always bow. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Hallelujah.
Lord, lift me up and let me turn my faith on heaven stable land. I have prayed that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher
ground. Sing it very loud. Sing it very loud. For leg, oh. It's not standing for your leg like this. Oh. That song, the next verse, it says,
I want to scale the utmost high.
Catch a glimpse
and catch the of glory bright.
That's the reason. That's the reason.
For still I pray
till I found heaven, till I get to that heaven.
Lord, lead me
higher ground.
Everybody.
Hey, hallelujah.
Lord, lead me up.
Oh,
and let me stand.
Oh,
by faith on heaven.
Oh,
I am blessed. That I have found, Lord, at my feet on higher ground.
And this is a one-man journey. Hallelujah. It's not a journey. Look at your wife or look at your husband. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then another verse in that song says,
my heart has no desire to stay.
Doubt.
And fear dismay.
Oh, yes.
Some may dwell. Where these are bound. My prayer, my day is higher ground.
Hallelujah. That's my prayer.
Lift me up.
Oh,
and let me stand.
My faith
on them.
Heaven's
table. A higher place that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Fasting is self-denial. And of every, you know, the fleshly needs. And it is for a spiritual purpose. Hallelujah. And we have some examples in the Bible of the effect of fasting. So many. But let's just look at very few of them that may help us. Because we see that sometimes when you want God to intervene, when there is a danger, you want God to intervene, you go into a fast. If you read Esther chapter 4, the story, King Ahasuerus' decision under the advice of Haman, because a Jew will not bow to a human being. Kind. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You see the difference between elect of God and the Gentiles. No true Christian, no true Christian will worship a human being. Directly or indirectly. Respect is different from worship. The Bible tells us to respect our elders. But we cannot worship a human being. We cannot bow in worship before a human being. Praise the Lord. And Mordecai said, like he will not bow. Because the reason he will not bow is only one reason. If you read Esther chapter 4, he said, because I am a Jew. Oh, when I read that scripture, it was very instructive to me. So there are some things that I cannot do because of who I am. Hey, the only reason they call him, why are you not bowing to Haman, Mordecai? And he told him, you are looking at my condition because we are slaves here. Don't look at my condition. My condition make me dead the way I did so now. I'm not supposed to be here. I am a Jew. We don't bow to human beings. We don't worship idols. We worship only the true living God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. But that's not my emphasis there. Is that a death sentence because of that was passed. A decree by the king was passed. They should wipe off all the Jews. In Shushan, wipe them off. And Mordecai ran to Esther, Queen Esther. And we know the story. Don't want to waste time on that. How that you cannot go. She's a queen. If she can face the king, anything the queen, anything the queen asks the king will oblige. Listen, anything the queen asks the king will oblige. A true wife is your king, brother. Is your queen, brother. Eh? If your wife is your queen, can I see your hand up? Be sincere with yourself now. If your wife is your queen, can I see your hand up? Oh, mine. Ah, can I see the queens? If you're a queen to your husband, he takes you as a queen. Sister, can I see your hand up? Mine. Oh, there are kings and queens here. Can you clap your hands for yourself? Amen. Anything a queen asks the king, he will oblige. That means anything your wife asks you, you will do it for her. Can I see your hand up? Can you stand up so that your wife can see you? Anything your wife asks you, if you have it, it's within your power, you give her. Oh my, clap for yourselves. You are the man. You are the man. You are the man. And if you have not loved your wife to that level, you are not yet ready for marriage. You are not a good husband. Listen, let's learn something from that. And we, the church, we are called the bride. Anything you ask the Lord Jesus to do for you, he will do it. Oh, he said, if you ask me to do anything, he said, anything, anything, God can do anything,
anywhere, God can do anything.
Even now,
God can do, anything. Anywhere, anytime, God can do anything right now.
He's the Alpha,
he's the Alpha, and Omega, yes, he
is. And the beginning,
oh God,
and the end,
oh God.
God can do
anything right now.
Right now. Hallelujah. If your wife, if your husband stood up, I know they give you anything. If I were you, under this anointing now, you just walk to say, honey, I need balodi. I think they say cloth like that. Balodi. Thank you. Amen. The bride of Jesus Christ. He said, if you ask me to do anything, I will do it. But now, this is where I am going. But the king has a procedure, has a law. Nobody comes to the presence of the king, even the queen, unless he says for you. And now, that means, and there's danger. And the queen cannot go because he has not sent for him. That's the power of fasting, I want to let you know. Hallelujah. Fasting can bend any situation. That's what I want you to know. Fasting can change any situation. It can change even the mind of God. If he didn't want to answer you now, according to any law, fasting will make him change his mind and answer. And if you come without his invitation, he will kill you. That means you are coming here to kill him. The Queen Esther said, I am not supposed to even go near the king till the next 30 days. So I cannot go. She had every reason. Mordecai had to remind her. Don't think that if the thing comes to pass, they have given a date already to finish us. A date has been given, church. A date the enemy must have, may have given you a date to die. A date to sack you from the office. A date, even quit notice has been given to you by a landlord, you have nowhere to go. Mordecai told Queen Esther, maybe it is because of this God sent you there. And don't you think that when the time will come, you will be spared because you too, you are a Jew. Ha! The thing moved Esther. What did she do? If you read that chapter all, she declared a fast. He said, go and tell every Jew and fast for me. And I will go. If I perish, I perish. But you can't perish. Hallelujah. You can't perish. When you draw down the hand of God like that, I will know the rest of the story. Because of that fast, that death sentence was turned to Haman, the enemy. Hallelujah. To reverse a course back to sender, go into a fast. And what happened to Haman will happen to somebody's enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Nehemiah chapter 2 also, Nehemiah was in captivity. And those that were left behind, if you know the story, came to him and he saw them and said, come, what is happening in our land? And they were telling him a very, very bleak, you know, bleak. The story was horrible. He said the very gloomy story. Instead of Jerusalem, the city had been brought down. The city gate had been burnt by fire. Oh, come and see how those of us left behind, how we are suffering. And the whole day he could not sleep. He was worried. He picked a fast and told God, let this be the sign that you have answered my prayer. If I go to the king, because he was the king's cupbearer. When I'll be going to him, cause something to happen that he will ask me, why are you like this? And anything I tell him, Father, let him do it. You know, we can learn something from there. Sister, if you have a stubborn husband when they give you money, try this one. Fast. Fast. Say, Lord, I want to meet this man. He's very stingy. Lord, I want him to give me 2 million naira. He has it, but the man will not give me. He gives only his sisters. He gives his brothers. Anytime I ask her, he says, nya. Lord, I am fasting dry now. I'm not going to eat until I meet him. Lord, cause him to see me and ask me, honey, why are you like this? Anything I tell him, let him ask. Somebody try it and secretly text your testimony to me. It will happen. Nehemiah went like that, and the king exactly asked him, I have not seen in this countenance before, what is happening? He said, king, how will I be happy when this is the news I'm hearing about my fatherland? And the king asked him, what will you want me to do? He said, just release me to go for some time and go and rebuild that city. And give me letter to all the people in the governors on the way that they should not touch me. Let me remain untouchable. And even go to the owner of that forest and let him give me those wood that I will use to build back. Just give me the note. And the king granted his heart desire. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is what fasting can do. And I'm telling you, praise God, that it has never failed. Those who have experienced the power of fast, they practice it regularly. I mean regularly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We know how the whole city of Nineveh was spared the destruction through fast. Jonah went with the prophecy. In 40 days' time, all of you in this city will be destroyed for your wickedness. And the king said, hey! When God speaks, it comes to pass. He told the whole nation, the whole city rather, of Nineveh. He said, they should not eat, no food, no water. Even their animals, they should not eat. And we saw what happened. They cried to God, fasting. They cried to God, Lord, have mercy on us. Although you are pronouncing judgment upon us, we know we have been committing sin, we have been wicked, we have been this. Father, forgive us. And because they cried unto the Lord, fasting like that, God sent back the hope, the same prophet, back to them. Oh, glory be to God. And that was averted. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Fasting, you can also fast to conquer temptation. When you are in the midst, in an area, in an environment that is easy, you can be tempted, you can fall. Start a fast. You know that if you travel out, you know what I mean. That the devil can pull you down. We saw it as soon as the Lord Jesus Christ received his adoption. As soon as he received that confirmation of his ministry. On River Jordan, in Matthew chapter 4, the Bible says he was sent to the wilderness to be tempted. Church, when you read that scripture very well, you will be asking, why should God send him to be tempted instead of protecting him from protection? No, because the Bible also tells us that all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Once you are a Christian, you will begin to face temptations. Satan will not let you go. People must catch this revelation. Satan will not let you go. And you will, especially if you have a ministry, if you have a grace, if you have a gift, Satan will make sure he rubbish that gift so that the gift will not be effective. But, hallelujah, they didn't write in that scripture that God told Jesus, go and fast. Jesus already knew the principle. The only way to conquer temptation, since I'm not going to face temptation, is to equip myself with a fast. 40 days, he declared it for himself. And I'm not saying you should go and fast for 40 days. You have to declare it within your ability. Praise the Lord. And we saw how he conquered Satan. The same way, if you go to Mark chapter 14, if you read it from verse 34, Jesus Christ, seeing the danger that was coming, he will leave his disciples and he will go. Wait for me, I am coming. Please, be praying along. Me too, I'm withdrawing to go and pray. He will come back after a few hours. He will come and meet them sleeping. Told his disciples, you cannot wait with me just 1 hour. After some time, he withdrew again to go and pray. When he came back, he slipped off again. You see? There is something that I actually observed. You know, husband and wife. If the husband is spiritual, prayerful, the wife will relax. And I'm covered now. Say they pray, I'm covered. I'm telling you something that is a fact. And if it is the wife that is spiritual, the husband, should they pray now? You are spiritual now. Can I tell you one risk you are taking? This godly exercise, everyone, nobody must hide under another person's grace. Can I tell you one dangerous thing? Hallelujah. And don't let it come your way. Such people, sometimes God will take away the man. Oh, I leave you now. Sure, you were depending on the man instead of me. God, he takes him away. The man will die on time. I leave you. Now that time, now you will begin to pray by force. Don't do that. Make sure you operate under your own grace. Make sure, build up your own self. Don't hide under the grace of your husband or the grace of your wife. Or even the grace of your pastor. Don't do that. If not, God will create a situation where he will cause you to look up to him and him alone. Because his glory, he will not share with anyone. Praise God. And so, he looked at them. His disciples. Let's read it. Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 37. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping and said unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Did I sleep? Could I not watch 1 hour? You can't pray for just 1 hour. You can't wait for just 1 hour. Some people here cannot come for vigil. The people that come to vigil in this ministry are people who are not our church members. Who know the grace here, and they come here every Tuesday, they are here every Friday. All our prayer programs, they are here. Because they know we have something here. But our members, they are hiding under the grace of the prophets that they are close to. Hey! Ask your neighbor, now you pass to the doctor. Answer him now. Answer. Well, they look at me. Answer them. Okay. Answer. Did you come on vigil last Friday? Shamefully tell him. Oh, sorry. Shamelessly tell him. I could not come. I could not come. I was weak. Can you see the answer? I was very weak. I was very tired. You know, I worked all day. You know, I was. Okay. You couldn't come for house there. Did you pray? In the house, did you pray? Let me tell you, the estate of your spiritual life, how low it is. That the whole church that you belong, under a covenant, they are having a program, a praying program, they are all in the church. And you stay at home and you sleep comfortably. You sleep comfortably. It is nothing but defining how low your spiritual estate is. You'll be so guilty until you will not be able to sleep. Instead, you will stay awake and be praying there. Where is that? Till 9, 5, you say, I know, say they don't share grace now. Then peace can come. Plus, I beg on top, begging God to forgive you that you couldn't make it. But that you are comfortable at home when all other members are in a program agreed by a church under a covenant. I'm telling you, it means you are spiritually minus zero. Minus zero. In fact, you are not spiritual at all. Even minus, you don't get. Tell your neighbor, wake up. Don't be afraid of talking to your neighbor. When I tell you talk, tap the neighbor. Make sure he hear you. Especially that one where they frown. At the talk, they frown. Now, ain't they guilty? Tap
tap him.
You know why repent? It's a frown. Tap him. Say, wake up, wake up. Wake up your spiritual life. Wake up your spiritual life. Tap your neighbor. Tell him, wake up your spiritual life. Because this is what Jesus Christ told them. Verse 38. Watch ye therefore. Watch ye and pray. Lest you enter into temptation. This is what he said. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak, 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 weak. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is ready. If you tap it, it will come up. If you decide go to church, he will agree, he will follow you. But the flesh will say, no need. And I say, no, be every Friday, I go call next week. Oh. That tells you he has finished with you. And if you slept comfortably while others were here, you slept comfortably. I am telling you that is evidence you are not connected to us. You are not connected to the fellowship of brethren. If you are, even in your sleep, you will see yourself here. In a dream, you will see yourself jumping here with us. Yes, now. Praise the Lord. So that is the effect of fasting. To keep alive your spirit and put the flesh under. Another effect of fasting is that it enables you to effectively cast out stubborn demons. You cast out stubborn demons. In Matthew chapter 17, when they brought that possessed child, the disciples prayed all day. That demon refused to go. But when they came to Jesus Christ, before he spoke, that demon ran away. It is not because it was Jesus. A man that will fast for 40 days, 40 nights, no food, no water. How can you be the same level with that person? And so the disciples were surprised. Come. How were you able to do it easier? We couldn't succeed. And in verse 21, it says, because of your unbelief, but then, even if you have faith, the disciples had two problems. Number one, they had no faith. Then number two, they know they fast. So he said, how be it, even if you have the faith, this type cannot go except by fasting and prayer. By fasting and prayer. That is, it is only a man that prays regularly and fasts regularly that this type of spirit will listen to. Ministers of God, healing and deliverance. It is not by shouting. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Bishop Godwin, you are telling me that every time they sit down here, they watch when I'm doing deliverance.
Yes, sir.
And what did you say you observe?
I said, observe, you do it gently. You don't shout.
I don't shout.
Yes, sir.
I just do it gently.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And the demon will go.
Yes.
He must go. Because it is not by shouting that the demon will go. It is by the authority you have acquired. Hallelujah. Amen. A policeman that wants to deal with you doesn't shout at you. He has authority. He knows you don't enter. He's going to jail you. He will say, good morning, sir. Can you follow me? Amen. People who have authority, they don't fight. If you see madam, they shout at her workers, at her house help. Something is wrong. Praise God. You don't shout. No demon goes. No, see, this sign shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. See something here. Say, in my name, say, they will lay hand He said, they will lay hand on the sick, and the sick will recover. See, they will lay hand. Study that scripture very well. It didn't say when you lay hand, they begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. It didn't say so. Oh. Are you sick? Where? Here? Before you carry that hand there, make sure you have acquired something on that hand. Oh, glory be to God. It's not just enough that I am a believer. Jesus Christ, all the demons knew who he was, even before he was born. Yet, he lived a life of holiness, purity, and he lived a praying life. Before they wake up, he don't withdraw to mountain. By the time people wake up, he has charged himself for the day. When he goes therefore to Peter's house and sees Peter's mother-in-law and see the mother-in-law sick, the Bible just says he held the hand. Stand up, John. Hey, glory be to God. Ah, may the Lord take me to that level. Hallelujah. May the Lord take me to that level. He did not go to Peter's house, Peter's mother-in-law's house, and say she's sick. He said, oh Lord, come down and manifest. The pastor is sweating. Oh Lord, here mama so to to to, here sete so to to so. Not be that time, not be that time. Here mama so to to should be at your closet. Praise God. Am I saying something? I don't know. You acquire power not when you face a situation. The only prayer Jesus Christ prayed when he jumps into it, said, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Because he wants the Father to take the glory. It is not that prayer that gave him the power. Where are you? Go and you go. Hey, you demon, leave. And it is not negotiable. I will not go. I am the one that I will not. See, minister, anytime you face a stubborn spirit, say go. I know go. Don't bother yourself shouting. Tell them, come back next tomorrow and start dry fasting. They're not going to know why you tell them, make him come next tomorrow. This case, you must go. You see, if that case must go, then you must also fast. If it must go, it's a lie. Satan, you must go. Satan, you must go. He must go. By what authority? By what power? Praise the Lord. When Satan wants to finish you, Jesus. Especially those of us who have ministry. He knows how to pull us down. I went with a prophet somewhere. I will not call his name. In this church. We went somewhere at Agboju to go and minister. I was policing him because I know that if he doesn't eat, he operates better. But he has problem of food. So I held him. I made sure I didn't give him chance to eat. I held him from vigil here. I dragged him straight to my house. We remained there from my house straight to the program. He was ministering. And see him flying. Come and see what was going on. I was thanking God for him. Small time, he just said, wait. Then he came. I was sitting down. He said, Daddy, hungry, they wired me. Praise the Lord. I said, come on, minister. He said, my eye, they told me. The church didn't know what was happening. So I dragged his ear to my mouth. I said, no disgrace yourself here. No disgrace yourself here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the same minister that followed me to Equatorial Guinea. Then he was ministering. He went to the back, and suddenly he saw a woman that was possessed. Then he was battling with the woman. The woman was facing him. He was facing the spirit. I just said, let me go and help my brother. When we came back to the hotel, he said, Daddy, that spirit will disgrace me. I said, why will it not disgrace you? When you there, hear the chop. I follow you, the chop. How can we come for program and be eating and eating and eating? We are coming to face demons. Praise the Lord. Look, if you want to fly in the spirit, Iko, you are hearing me. Make sure you fly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this type does not go except some kind, some situations you want God to change. That your stubborn pekin when no green change is going out to the world. It's becoming a criminal. Beating him will not change it. Speaking to him like that, with empty mouth, it will not work. If you want the things you will tell him to work, take him to the Lord in fasting and prayer, your privacy. And don't say, follow me to prayer. You must follow me, this boy. You must follow me. Then when you pray, say, hey, brother Festus, this boy, not they here. Deliver him. The boy will say, okay now. So you don't finish, So you don't finish, Mommy, you have taken me to choosing, you know what? You have taken me to synagogue, you know what? Now, bride, you go now. Oh, yeah, now. So we are next. You know, you have some of them that bad. It is not like that. Your secret prayer. When you pray, God will cause words to come out of your mouth. That when you speak to that boy, he will bow. Praise the Lord. That's the power that changes stubborn situations. Stop crying, sister, because your husband is misbehaving. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Now, this prayer is unusual prayer because this is a prayer to change situations. It goes with a fast. Unusual situations, you have to apply unusual solution. Praise the Lord. I told you people an example of my own life. When I gave my life to Christ, I said, I will not take drugs. I did not believe. It was much later, my pastor made this clear to me. Yes, after I believed. I did not believe that a Christian should take drugs. Because the Bible said, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And whenever I felt sick, I would just pray. My wife can testify to that and anybody around me. And then, so when the sickness comes, I will pray. Normal prayer. I will go to the church. Do what the Bible says, lay hand. I will go to the minister, lay hand on me. The thing refuses to go. I will take a fast. One day fast. The thing refuses to go. I will take the next one, 2 days fast. The thing refuses to go. Then I will take God. Ready to receive me. Because I will not eat until you take this thing away. And anytime I get that drastic, he has never allowed me to reach the third day. He will heal me. So I have known the power of fasting. That's why I can share it with you. And I'm not telling you that you should not take drugs when you are sick. I'm only telling you what I have confirmed to be the truth. It's not a doctrine. It is an exercise of faith. And I have exercised it and I have found that it works. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why we must fast. Amen. Even in olden times, in Bible times, when a serious battle, they're about to go for a serious battle, they would tell the men, stay away from your wives for some days. Stay away from sleeping with your wives for some days. That is, be serious. Remove anything pleasure for now. Let's face the serious business. We also see in the Bible that to show repentance from sin, asking God to forgive you. We have seen examples in the Bible that people will cry to God fasting, like we saw in Nineveh, like we saw also David in the matter of Bathsheba, Uriah's wife, asking for forgiveness. That is what produced Psalm 51. He cried unto the Lord, fasting, and God will hearken unto such. Praise the Lord. We saw also fasting, that people fast. We saw instances of people fasting to know God's will and to ask for God's direction in some matter. Like we saw Daniel in Daniel chapter 9, when he saw that the period of the captivity was coming to an end and he wanted to know what next. He began to cry unto God in fasting. And we saw how the Lord came down and answered him. In Acts chapter 13 and verse 2, where we saw where the apostles came together, the disciples of Jesus Christ, they were praying, what next, and then they had thus said the Lord, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work that I have for them. They were fasting. And when you are also going out, like we see the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, into the ministry, into a new assignment that God has given you for direction, for wisdom, go and fast before you undertake that assignment. You want to start a ministry, you want to answer a call of God, even if you hear expressly, go to so-so-so place and do this for me. Before you go, always know that Satan will be waiting for you there. Therefore, before you go, make sure you fast. Praise the Lord. Of course, I've emphasized that we fast for consecration, to stay consecrated so that we can be more spiritual. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24 to 27, Apostle Paul was talking about how that he has now put his body under so that his spirit man can come up. Because the same Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, 17, 18, he spoke about the battle that goes on between the flesh and the spirit man. That's why you have to put the body under. And Romans chapter 8 and verse 5, read it up to verse 10. Apostle Paul was emphasizing there that to be carnally minded is what? Is death. Carnality separates you from God. And the only way to stay spiritual, Apostle Jude in verse 20, is, let's read it. Jude and in verse 20, he said, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And Oyakhilome interprets that to mean you should always be speaking in tongue. That is the meaning of praying in the Holy Ghost. So those of us who cannot speak in tongue, Unko, we will manufacture our own tongue to speak. That is not the meaning of that verse. Everything you do, do it in the spirit. Do it spirit conscious. The word of God conscious. Be God conscious. Anytime you do anything and you are God conscious, at that material time, you are doing it in the spirit. You can pray in the flesh. You can be speaking in tongue that the pastor taught you. You are speaking in the flesh. And why will you be speaking in tongue every time when you don't know what you are saying and expect that you are building yourself. What are you saying that is building yourself? To pray in the Spirit is to confess God's word for yourself. Confess the word of God. To pray in the Spirit is to confess what the word of God says concerning yourself. That is praying in the Spirit. Say what the Spirit of God says concerning you. Confess it. Day and night. Say what God says you are. When you say that, you are building yourself. Praise the Lord. If you confess, I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. For the Spirit of God dwells in me. I am telling you, you will not defile that temple. If that is your confession, that gives you awareness that you are the temple of the Lord and that the Spirit of God dwells in you, you will not defile it. That is praying in the Spirit. It's confessing the word of God. What the word of God says concerning you. Confess those psalms. Confess the scriptures that lifts you above carnality. That is praying in the Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I always say something, that there is something that gives you the ability to fast. It is desperation. Anytime you find yourself in a desperate situation, fast. That situation will change. But if there is no desperation, then you will be fasting by constraint. You will be fasting grumbling. You will be fasting grudgingly. But I'm telling you, when there is a need, an urgent desire for immediate intervention, supernatural intervention, in that estate, if you take a fast, something must happen. When you have a serious need, he said, as the heart, Psalm 42 and verse 1, Psalm 42 and verse 1, as the heart panted after the water brooks, hallelujah, so panted my soul after thee, oh God. Verse 2. He says, my soul thirsted for God. Thirsted for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? As the heart. I've explained that. It's an animal that when the hunter fires it or he injures himself in any way, and blood is coming out, life is going, God created that animal that if he can just gulp water, if he can just see water and drink, he will live, he will not die. So knowing that life is going, he's going to die, blood is rushing, they have fired him. The solution is in drinking water. You will see him, he will not be looking at the wound, he will be looking for where there is water. As the heart, panted after the water brooks. Because that is where you find life. So panted my soul after thee, O God. There's a desperation seeking for God. And there's every true Christian, as the world is ending now, we should be desperate for eternal life. To make our calling and election sure, we should be in an estate where we can beat our chest and say, if the Lord comes now, we go with him. An estate where we are ready to meet the Lord. That desperation is what I pray. That test is what I pray, that everyone will have it so that we can come and receive that fire of the Holy Ghost. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Anytime you need a change of situation, praise the Lord. Anytime you want God to intervene, Jehoshaphat fasted. When they say all nations, five nations coming to finish him, small him, and God intervened. Hallelujah. You have any bad dream, immediately you wake up from that dream. Some dreams, tackle it with fast. Tackle it immediately with praying and fasting. Declare a praying period and fast to cancel it. Any prayer that goes with fasting, there is speedy result. I told you some time ago that what the Lord revealed, what fasting does to prayers. He revealed it like this, that what fasting does to prayer is this. This is the situation, this tree is a situation you have, and you want to pull down that situation. You want to pull down this tree. He said, what you do is you need an axe to cut. You need an axe to cut it. Now that is your prayer. You need prayer to cut it. But that axe must be sharpened. Now, the sharpening of the axe, what you use to sharpen that axe is fasting. That enable that your prayer, the axe, to cut easily. A dumb axe, you will take more effort and more time to cut it. But when you sharpen it, that is the sharpener. With the sharpener of fasting, the situation goes through, pulls down easily. You want to change any situation. You want to cut down even your enemies, to give way out of your life. Take him to the Lord with a fast. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you have a disconnection from your spiritual flow, you want God to restore you, take a fast. For any reason, you find yourself disconnected. You are not flowing in the spirit as you used to flow. You are finding it difficult to pray. You discover that when you pray, you don't hear from God again. You discover that grace you have is no longer there. Activate it with a fast. Don't only pray. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you disconnect it because of sin. It's disconnected. Some just out of carelessness. For whatever reason, don't pray that prayer without a fast. And please, I always emphasize that fasting without prayer is, what is it? Hunger strike. It's a hunger strike. You must take time to fast. And when you fast, you must take time to pray. Pray is telling God the reason why you are fasting. Telling God, using that opportunity to tell the Lord the need. Praise the Lord. And you cannot even pray effectively until you know God's will. The Bible says, this is the confidence that we have in Him. James, the 1 John 5 verse 14. That if we ask anything according to His will, He answers. He heareth us. That's the way He put it. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything, anything is anything. According, that is the proviso there. The condition there. It must be according to His will. He heareth us. Verse 15. He says, and if we know that He heareth us, because we have prayed according to His will, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of Him. So, and how do we have God's will? Praise the Lord. It's His word. Pray His word. Confess His word. Praise the Lord. As we see in Jeremiah 23, verse 29, the power of God's word. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. When you speak the word of God to a situation, it pierces through it. It meets your heart desire. Verse 11 of Psalm 119, it said, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. That is the power of God's word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And many more scriptures. In that same Psalm 119 and verse 105, said, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Amen. It gives you direction. It shows you what to do, where to go, how to go about it. Hallelujah. The word of God helps you to keep you away from sin. Psalm 119 verse 9. Can we read it? Psalm 119 verse 9. 119 verse 9. Praise the Lord. It says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How will you cleanse your way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. Amen. To cleanse your way is to take heed to what the Lord is saying. Amen. If a man's way pleases the Lord, and you can't please the Lord unless you walk according to his will, he maketh him to be at peace even with his enemies. And finally, for today, when it comes to fasting, you are not to fast and show off that you are fasting. It will spoil the effect. Let's see the way the Lord Jesus Christ said it in Matthew chapter 6. This is the way he put it, verse 16, 17 and 18. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their lives, their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Two things there. Hypocrisy. God hates hypocrisy. God hates hypocrisy. Don't do things, spiritual things, for show off. Don't show off. It's hypocrisy. When you fast, amen, it is a secret thing between you and God. If anybody should know you are fasting, there must be the need to know. Does that person need to know that I am fasting? Does that person need to know that I am fasting? You are fasting and visiting people everywhere. You don't sit down for one place. They visit everywhere. When they want to give you water drink, you say, no, I'm on the mountain. I'm on the mountain. Oh, then they will look at you, on the mountain. Hey, you know, they try, brother, how we go do now? This coming is the way God give us. Now we dey fast. Anybody that come near you, excuse me, I'm fasting. Leave me. Your face, boom. Your mouth will smell up and down. When you talk, everybody go run away. Go teach an anointing. See? Bath, you know, bath. Perspiration everywhere. Your body, they smell. What happened? I'm on the mountain. If you're on the mountain, what are you doing in Jesha? Mountain day in Jesha. Praise God. It's an exercise between you and God. The second thing I learned here is that, see, it says, there is a reward in fasting. See the way he put it. Verily I say unto you, he said, they have their reward for letting everybody know. And that the Father that seeth in secret will reward you. This time, he will reward you openly. So that means there is a reward. There is a benefit in fasting. Jesus himself said it. So why would you practice something that has a reward, has a benefit? And the benefit is twofold. It's twofold. This is the way Apostle Paul put the twofold. First Timothy, where we read earlier. Chapter 4, where we read earlier. Verse 8. For bodily exercise profiteth little, he said, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, this present life, and of that which is to come. You see? Listen, church. Even when you fast, it helps your health. Your physical health. It keeps you fit. When you deny your body some indulgences, some food, some things you eat. Fasting, can I tell you something? I'm not a medical doctor, but I have confirmed it by tests. It balances even your sugar level in your body. So diabetes can't come near one who fasts regularly. I'm telling you that is the truth. Can I tell you another one? I'm not a medical doctor, but I have confirmed it. It detoxifies your body. It removes toxins out of your body. Waste. Watch your urine when you are fasting. The color changes. Your liver, your kidney, and the rest. It's a period where the rest. No action from external things coming in, so it faces the internal things and cleanses you up. Watch people who fast regularly. They don't fall sick anyhow. Don't fall sick anyhow. Praise the Lord. And please, you will lose all the gain of the fast that day if you decide to eat in arrears when you are breaking your fast. Some people eat in arrears when they are breaking the fast. The breakfast that they lost, they keep it in the oven. Then the lunch, they keep it. Then during, when they want to break, come and see the dining table. All that I lost, I will have it now. So all you have lost, amen. All that you threw aside, you gather them back. No. During fasting, eat light. Eat just to have strength. Not eat to recover what you have lost. You decided to lose it. Don't recover it. Eat in a way, praise the Lord. Just eat in a way that just for you to have strength and continue your life. Don't break your fast. That is why some of you came for vigil. You could not join us to pray. Sitting down there, you were just breathing like, what happened? The food you ate before coming to vigil scatter your spirit life. You could not even pray. You're coming for prayer. Eat light. We shall continue next Sunday. Hallelujah. Hymn number 205. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Jesus, keep me near the cross. That's our prayer. Can we be on our feet now? 205. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Everybody now.
Jesus, keep me near.
It's not just a song, it's a prayer. It's a prayer.
A precious fountain. Free to all I hear you speak. No flow from God.
In the cross,
oh,
your soul shall find rest beyond the river.
That's our prayer near the cross. Everybody now.
Oh, near the cross, a trembling soul, Lord, and mercy found me.
Yes, sir.
Dead and bright, and morning star, share his peace around me.
In the cross,
in the cross,
in the cross,
in the cross,
oh Lord,
be my
glory. Sisters, in the cross, sisters, Everybody now.
In the cross.
In the cross.
In the cross.
In the cross.
Oh,
be my glory ever.
May the Lord answer that prayer this morning. Hymn number 28. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. Every day, every day. Our prayer.
Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou art gone. Lead me straight to the land above. Be yet everywhere to the sun and alone. Be my way every day with Lord.
Hallelujah!
As I walk, let me go otherwise with a song and a smile.
Oh,
be my way every day with Lord. Keep me close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness roam.
That's our prayer.
Keep my path free from wrong and my soul satisfied.
Heavy my way.
As I walk with the heavenly, let me go, let me go. All the wise singing a song and a smile. Be my way every day with Lord. Soon the race will be over and I travel no more. But abide in my home abode. Let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Be my way every day with love. My way every day
with love.
As I walk, oh, let me go, all the while with a song and a smile. Be my way every day with love.
Be
my way. Let me go.
Let me go.
On our way. With a song and a smile. Feel my way.
say.
Oh Lord, feel my way.
As I walk with the heavenly
door. Let me go. With a song and a smile, feel my way every day with love.
Johan, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship. Johan. That's our prayer.
Journey through the land, singing as I go. Pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson throne. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within.
Hallelujah!
For my Lord leads me on, through it I must sing. Oh, I want to see.
Hallelujah.
Look upon his face.
Oh, yes.
There to see forever of his saving grace. Oh, the sweet of glory.
Hey.
Oh, yes, all past. Oh, my life.
Yes,
oh, I want to see.
Oh, I want to.
Look upon his face.
Look upon his face.
There to sing forever.
Yeah, to sing forever.
All the saving grace.
All
the street of glory.
All the streets of glory.
Let me lift my voice.
Let me lift my voice.
Yes, I'm
proud.
Oh, I want to see.
Oh, I want.
Look up on his face.
Look up on his face.
Oh,
they are the streets forever.
On the street of glory. Let me leave my mind. Yes, I'm
back. Oh, yes. I'm rejoicing night and day.
As I walk the prison way, for the hand of God in all my life I see.
Oh, yes.
Yes, the reason of my plea.
Oh, yes.
Yes, the secret all is this.
Now
the comforter abides with. Say,
He abides.
He abides.
He abides. Worship the Lord.
With me, I'm rejoicing night and day.
As I walk the narrow way.
For the comforter.
For the comforter.
Say, Abba.
Say
He abides.
Oh, He abides. He abides.
Hallelujah. Rejoicing night and day as I walk.
Night and day.
As I walk
the narrow way.
For the comforter abide with me.
He alive, amen.
He's alive.
Oh,
Jesus is alive. Forever He's alive. Amen, amen.
Oh,
He's alive. He's alive.
He's alive.
Jesus is alive. Forever He's alive. Amen, amen, amen.
He's alive.
He's alive, amen. He's alive.
Jesus
is alive. Forever
He's alive.
Amen.
He's alive.
time, baby. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Now.
All glory to the Lamb who sits upon the throne.
Okay, give him Sunday.
He lives and reigns forever.
Sunday
he reigns in a majesty that is not like him. He's alive and lives forever. We can be compared to you, all light of the tribe of Judah. We give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, oh Most High God.
Give me worship.
You alone and worthy of all my praise, we deserve all the glory. We give you glory, we give you glory, we give you honor, because you're worthy, Lord.
What manner of man is Jesus?
Hallelujah!
Oh,
what manner of man is Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, what manner of man is Jesus?
Hallelujah.
What manner of man is, what manner of man is Jesus? Oh, yes. He made them that blind to see.
Oh. Hallelujah.
One manner of man, one manner of man is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, he walked upon the sea.
Hallelujah.
One manner of man is he, one manner of man is Jesus. Oh, what manner of man is Jesus?
Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus?
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's always just the same. Oh, praise his holy name. That is the reason why I love him so much. Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
He's always just the same.
But praise his holy name. That is the reason why I love him.
Is the sweetest name.
Somebody who's going to say, worship Jesus. Who's going to say, worship Jesus?
Worship him.
Who's going to say, worship Jesus?
Worship him. Great is our God,
and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his glory. Beautiful situation,
beautiful
the joy of the whole world,
the joy of the whole world.
Is Mount Zion, oh, hallelujah.
Great is our God.
A great little bit of praise. In the city of our God.
In the mountain of his holy.
Beautiful.
The joy of the whole world.
Is Mount Zion. Lord, that city
of the great.
He's Mount Zion, side of the northern city of the great king.
Hosanna!
Let there be the Lord, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna!
Let there be the rock of my salvation.
Hosanna, Hosanna,
oh God,
be Hosanna.
Give him worship. Give him Sunday morning worship.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will magnify the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Say it, you. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Let's worship the mighty God. Oh, yes.
Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, yes. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
Angels bow before him.
What a mighty God we serve.
He's a great God.
That's who he is.
He's a great God. He's a great, great God. That's all I know. That's all I know. He's a great God. That's all I know. All I know. He's great. He's great. He's great. Say that's all. again. Solanum Jesus Igwe. Tuku kena di ama wa lori elore. Eje tobi esi ke ugwa na ri atwegu wa lori elore ni alwa la kundimbo ikro wa no beli gwe neke le mbi noluwa.
All the man I get me mama,
To him, express your heart to him, tell him the reason why you have been worshiping him, tell him because you know who he is, tell him because you know him to be the only true God. Express your heart to him between you and God, between you and God. Let him hear you. Tell him why you have been worshiping him, somebody. Because of who you are. Because of who you are. Express yourself to him. Express yourself to him. Between you and him. Tell him why you have decided to make him your God. Why is the God of Israel my God? Tell him, tell him. Worship him because of who you are. Without you, I am nothing. Without you, I am nothing. This is the reason I am worshiping you. This is the reason I will continue to worship you for the rest of my life. Tell him, tell him. It is because you don't know who he is. And every day he manifests himself to let you as an individual know who he is. When you travel and after you arrive, you hear or you even see along the road accidents. When you hear the story of how some accidents take place, when you go to the emergency ward, emergency section of any hospital, then you will see the grace of God in your life. When you read stories, funny things that are going on around the world, then you will see the special love of God. That alone should activate worship in you. That's all he needs from us. To do something or say something. I said do something and say something. To let him know that you appreciate him. That is the meaning of worship. You are Alpha and Omega.
We worship you. God, you are worthy to be praised.
Listen very well. Don't sing that song until you have made the God of Israel your all and all. That is the kind of person that can enjoy fellowship with the Holy Ghost. It's your all and all. You are Alpha
and Omega.
That's why we worship you.
We worship you, Lord. You are worthy to be.
You are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. Oh, somebody appreciate God and worship Him.
We worship You.
Give a Lord and what a Lord.
You are
God. Give Him glory. Give Him glory.
Oh, we
give Him glory. Give me alive, I give you all the glory. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the glory. For where I am today, I give you all the glory. Open your mouth. Give Him all the glory for your life. For this job you have given me that I am doing now, I give you all the glory. Oh, yes. give him all the glory. You have any reason? Give him all the glory. In Jesus' name we worship. There is none like him. There's none like the God of Israel. He's a dependable God. He's a reliable God. He's a merciful God. He's a faithful God. When you hold on to him, he will not let you fall. When you depend on him, you will not be ashamed. He's the mighty one in battle. He has never lost any battle. That's why we are here this morning, to worship you, Lord. That's why we are here, to worship you, Papa. Search our hearts. We don't have enough words to express our gratitude, Lord. We don't have enough words to express worship to you. When we look at all the dangers around us, despite all our carnality, you have given us a Goshen. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
Oh, yes.
You are worthy, Lord.
It's worthy of our praise.
You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord.
Somebody here, you don't know why all your friends are forsaking you. It is because God does not want to share his glory with any man concerning you. They have forsaken you. God allow it. So that when he will lift you up, nobody will say it's because of me.
Oh, glory must be to the
worship.
For he is worthy of my praise.
Let no man,
no man,
Lord,
should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord.
Are you facing any frustration? No, it's not a frustration. God wants to repackage you in a special way. There's something I'm seeing. That's why I'm making this statement. God wants to repackage you. They have forsaken you. I'm talking to somebody. You are standing like in an island. No help. Okay, no, not island. Desert. Here, nothing. You are standing in a desert alone, as if you have been forsaken. No, he has not forsaken you. He's about to give you a testimony. When he lifts you out of that wilderness, you will know that there is a God that loves you.
Miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. Come and do a miracle. A miracle today. Come and do a miracle. A miracle
destiny
today.
Changer.
Your name is Destiny Changer.
That's who he is.
You are a destiny changer. Come and change your destiny. Come and change our destiny. A destiny today.
Come and change the destiny today.
Come and change our destiny.
Let's call his
destiny
name.
Destiny today. Your name is Jesus.
Your name.
powerful worker.
Your name is Jesus.
Jesus
is your name. You are a destiny changing God.
You are a destiny changing God. Your name is Jesus.
Say your name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Your name is Jesus.
Jesus.
You are a destiny changer.
Say it again.
Call that name.
Jesus.
The name above every other name. You are
a miracle walking God.
One more time. Say.
Oh, your name is Jesus.
Jesus.
You are a miracle walking God.
You are a miracle walking God.
Your name is Jesus.
Anytime you call upon God, and it looks as if he has forsaken you. Let me tell you what is happening. He has not forsaken you. He has kept you there. And he has gone to look for the materials. He's gathering the materials. He can never forsake you. He can never forsake his own. Hallelujah. What testimony do you want to have this week? See, let God show himself that he loves you. Let God confirm that he has not forsaken you. Okay, take that prayer point. Lord, confirm to me you have not forsaken me. Open your mouth and pray now. Confirm. Lord, confirm to me what this pastor is saying is true. That you have not forsaken me.
Just what he says, he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise. Don't give up on that, 'cause he will give up on you. He's able. Yes, he
confirm to me that you have not forsaken me, Papa.
Yes, he is. Yes, he's able. Say God is able to just what he says.
He's
gonna fulfill
every promise.
He's a giver.
Jesus' name we pray. Now let me tell you, God wants to confirm something for somebody. Now just be in the spirit. The disciples, when they were tormenting them everywhere, they said that you will stretch forth your hands. That was their prayer. Stretch forth your hand. Another place, he said, this thing that you say happening is by the finger of God. When God touches you, hallelujah, you never remain the same. When he touches your womb, no other hand can touch that womb. When God touches your business, nothing can disturb that business. Somebody here, when God touches your life, something happens. Place your hand on your chest. Touch me one more time.
Oh Lord,
be ready for that touch here now.
Touch me now.
Touch me one more time.
Oh Lord.
I need a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord.
Oh,
touch me one more time. Oh.
Don't sing this song because you like the song. Sing the song because of what the song is saying. Therefore, when you say touch me, let your mind go to the area you want God to touch. If you are sick, then let the Lord touch you, touch your body. Thank you, Lord. Just be in the spirit. Just be in the spirit. Just be in the spirit. Who is this, Lord? Who is this, Lord? You can't be in this type of bondage I'm seeing somebody. Maybe you're coming here for the first time. You're not part of this revival that is going on. This is a restoration ministry. Father, restore somebody here today. A cup, something like water, is inside that cup. They are stretching this cup to give somebody. And you are stretching your hand. When you are about to get to that cup, the cup will shift back. You are about to collect it, the cup will shift back. Father, who is this person? The hand that has been withdrawing your blessing from you, that hand shall be cut off today in the name of Jesus. Who is this, Lord? Your cup of blessing. Your cup of... Who is this, Lord? Your cup of blessing. Satan is a liar. Your blessing that they have been withholding from you, today, I release it to you in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and claim it. Claim that cup. All my blessing. Claim it. Open your mouth and claim it. The Lord is releasing something to you, and the enemy is withdrawing it from you. I claim my blessing. I claim my breakthrough. I claim it. I claim it. Oh, claim it. Receive it. Collect it by force. Collect it. Claim it, oh. Claim it. Receive it. Claim it, oh. Claim it. Claim it. Claim it. I claim my cup of blessing. I claim my cup of blessing. I claim my cup of blessing. I claim it, oh, claim it. Of the womb you have been looking for, so that that miscarriage will stop. Claim that employment letter you have been waiting for, so that the delay will stop. Claim it now. Claim that marriage you have been waiting for, so that there will be no delay again. Claim that document you have been looking for overseas. Claim it, claim your papers. Claim it, claim your papers. They have been delaying. Claim it. He has come to release it to you now. Claim that deliverance you have been expecting. Deliverance from demon husband. Deliverance from demon wife. Claim the deliverance now. Claim that connection you have been looking for. Claim that connection. Claim it. Claim it, claim it. Claim your healing, claim your healing. Claim that favor you have been expecting. In Jesus' name we worship. I don't even know what thing I want to talk before that revelation came forth. What would you preach? Huh? What are you believing God for? Satan is a liar. Satan, you are a liar. All the blessings that God has released for us, they shall manifest. For it is written that our expectation shall not be cut off. Whatever you are expecting, it shall manifest speedily in the name of Jesus. What do you want the Lord to do for you this week? Be very specific. Between now and next Sunday, what testimony do you want to have? I'm going to give you 3 minutes to tell the Lord. How will I know that I came here and met with you? It is from my testimony I will know. How will I know you touched me? It is from my testimony. When I leave here, the testimony that will follow will confirm, Father, that you have touched me. Let this be my testimony. Are you going for an interview? Let the success be the evidence you met with him here. Oh, yes. You believe in God for the fruit of the womb? And maybe this week. Okay. Let it be this week. Thank you, Father. Let it be this week. Between now and next Sunday, grant my heart desire, Lord. I need a visitation between now and next Sunday. Within 3 minutes, tell him, what testimony do you want to have because you came here today? Open your mouth and begin to talk to him now. It's between you and God now. Will I come to your presence and go back empty-handed? No, you are a merciful God. The blessings you have some people here, pass me not.
Oh, gentle Savior, hear my heart do cry. What a Lord thou art, Lord.
Do not pass me by. Let me be partaker of your blessing today, Lord.
Thou the spring of all my call, comfort more than to me.
Whom have I on earth beside you, Lord?
Whom have I on earth beside you? I be whom in heaven for thee, oh my Savior. Savior, yeah.
Lord, fight my battle this week for me. Yes, Lord.